Blog Talk Radio.
My peace and my love out to you all right now. Right now. And I want to thank you all for being here and giving an ear. Certainly want to thank and give it up to, you know, my ancestors, you know, who I carry with me at all times. And wow, it's an exciting time right now. Always representing hip-hop forever. I'm always representing hip-hop forever in the music industry, the entertainment industry, because at one time, as a, you know, as a young teenager, young child even, you know, I've been very talented and wanted to be a part of the industry. I noticed some things then that didn't fit me and I didn't think was right. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I learning more every day. The evilness and the blatant evilness and the things that they're presenting to us, especially in hip-hop, they have taken over it and demonized and weaponized hip-hop, our culture, that everyone loves and enjoys. I love it and I enjoy it. You know, my son at a young age, probably around 11 or 12, introduced me to hip hop by introducing me to KRS-One. I was able to understand, hip hop. And watching my son learn and teaching himself how to make music and beats and put his rhymes together, you know, and going to talent shows, and at a young age, I remember his first show was at a college in Hartford, Connecticut, one of the colleges there, and he was just a little thing, probably around 11 or 12 at that time, doing his first show at the college, university. So I've been involved in hip-hop actually myself, since probably around 1981, the early 80s, I'll say, you know. I've been involved, you know. My son, Funk Sean, you know, was wanted to get involved, and he wanted to do shows, and he was making music, and his stuff sounds real good, you know. It's amazing what he can do with no major equipment. he was always able to tinker and put things together. His music now, you know, he does his recording at home because I mean, he's got hundreds, he's everywhere, he's got hundreds of tracks out everywhere. But he has never been selfish, you know. He always wanted to open up and share platforms and with other dynamic, you know, artists, you know. And that's what we're doing right now. I'm introducing Cataclysm Records. And which is going to be phenomenal, you know. A lot of great things expecting to come out of Cataclysm Records, you know, knowing what's going on with the music industry right now today. And the artist, the caliber of the artist that they have selected to highlight and promote. And they're making hundreds and millions of dollars, you know. I mean, young kids, you know, all from the ghetto, all have the same story, you know, gangster, real gangsters, you know. Promoting their bad manners, for one thing, the evil, demonic culture to our children through music and beat and having them attracted to just holding up big bundles of money. They're just holding up big money, bundles of money, and flashing their gold teeth and their diamonds and the cars and, you know, the disrespect they have for each other and for women. But this is what they have our young people admiring. Bundles of money. And nothing about putting that money in the bank and investing it, showing me how what I'm doing with it. Nothing about going back into the neighborhood and, you know, doing something for the children. Open up a community center. Give a new playground. Open up some studios, you know. Open up some places where children can come and eat for free. You know what I'm saying? Do more than just give out backpacks. I've been doing that back since the 80s and probably before then. You know, do something more creative. Do something more needed. You know, put money, pay for their lunch for a whole year. You know, do something like that. Give back for sure. You know, and promoting all the drugs. And you know what? I've been spanking myself, wrestling in my mind about that because I remember back in the early 80s when my son and his group, Citizens of Chaos, you know, got together and all the young men were coming around. Oh, my goodness, my basement, because that was a studio that it was called the Pit, you know. And, man, it was very interesting downstairs in the basement, of, you know, where the studio was. But I promise you there were so many young men down there and some young women down there every night, creating, writing, studying books out, you know, especially my son and his group, books out, every kind of book out, studying, learning, and putting down their lyrics, you know, doing shows. I kept them doing shows, and every show, I promise you, every show, they did a new song. They rehearsed it to the hilt, and they rocked it every show, Citizens of Chaos, you know, from Manchester, Connecticut. Check it out. I'm going to show you all some articles. We've been doing this for a long, long time. And to get back into the music industry again, you know. But after seeing what I have been seeing and realizing what these daggone same daggone slave masters, colonizers, freaking Jewish people who owns the music, the entertainment, the television station, what they're doing, you know. And I realize how the drugs were put in our neighborhood and our community before, supposed to be by the CIA, and that is written, well known, how the drugs got into the ghettos purposely. So now they're using our, it's hard to say our babies, but they are our babies. They're using our babies you know, to flaunt this mess in our face, making millions of dollars at the same time they're the biggest drug dealers, you know, and promoters. And the records executives know this. They this is who they go after to give contracts. And if the rappers, the artists are making millions of dollars, you better believe, you know, the record execs are making even more. Just another big time slavery thing. But at the same time, they are doing demonic and satanic rituals right before your eyes, right before our children's eyes, with all the lights and the glamour. Now, I finally seen the AI rapper. I got it. I get it. The AI rappers. All you all who signed the contract with the beast, you know, with oh my goodness, you signed the contract and you signed the death clause, you know, you gave away your image and your likeness, you know, and your music, especially your image and your likeness, perpetually. That means forever. So you sold your soul away, and they've got your music because they own all your masters. They got your music. They can do with it whatever they want. So, of course, they can make an image of you, you know, with your music, with your soul, with the soul of the AI rappers. Now, I notice a lot of them are running scared now. They know what they've done. So they're trying to do right. They're trying to do better things. You know, they're promoting helping the children, you know, doing right by the children. They're trying to help them speak out more and tell these young knuckleheads, these young demons out here who is flaunting their evil right before the eyes of our babies, all by the permission and the stage and the avenue of these greedy white record execs who have signed a contract using our dummies who are now big-time record executives, who was at a meeting. I'm sure they was at that meeting where, you know, they agreed to work with these private prisons. Okay, working with the private prisons because the private prisons were getting X amount of money from the government per body that they keep in their prison. Okay, so of course they will work with the rappers, with the hip hoppers, because that is such a powerful avenue. I know that. Because they wanted to shut it down. They didn't want to hear, especially when NAA and the, oh my goodness, they came out with F the Police. You know, y'all know who I'm talking about. The name escaped me now, you know, and they got in trouble for that, F the Police. And they were talking about things that were beneficial to us, and it was so powerful. They wanted to shut rap down. They wanted to shut it down. Oh, man, they came at me all kinds of ways, and I stood up for rap and hip-hop. You know, my thing was, if it's so terrible that they're talking about what they're seeing and just what they're the discussing, what they're living, if it's so hard for you to hear, how the hell do you think it is for them to go through it? You know, you have no avenues for them. You know, you see three or four of them walking together, you say it's a gang. So immediately the cops come and, you know, stop and tell them to get on their knees and put their hands over their head. This is what they were doing to our babies in Connecticut. Get on your knees and put your hands over your head. I did not. When my son, that's a horrifying thing to do, you know, because they were profiling them, because that was when the baggy clothes, the guys just wearing the baggy clothes, so it's profiling everyone. But I see the whole thing now, man. It all goes back to the slave master And it all goes back to now our slaves. We can see who all sold their souls. All you all contracts that have been sold. I want to say congratulations to all of you all who have not signed the contract, you know, who have not. And if you have, your contract is over. But, hey, if they own your images and your likeness, they can do with you whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. You know, and all I can say is keep your heart right. Only thing to get you out of that is be aware of what's going on, what's happening, what the plan is, and get your heart right and do right. You know, do right. Do no more wrong. That's another thing that can help you. Do right. If you got to expose this, you know, this beast system, as I'm doing right now, because I'm seeing so many talented, you know, young people who can't get in. They're being overlooked. They're being overlooked because, you know, they're not the gangsters who are able to also protect and give protection to these record executives who are the big-time drug dealers. So now they, you know, they're going to protect them as well. They're as well as their bodyguards. So they do nothing for nothing, and they get money, you know, get all the money. You know, because they own all this stuff. Yeah. Get drunk. Get more drugs. Here, let me give you the drugs. We know the story. I see the whole thing. You know, and I want to say again, hey, applause to you all. Now, that you know serious this is, and I want you to realize, you know, what they're doing when we're listening and glorifying that mess, and we have our children listening and glorifying it. You know, I remember Time Entertainment was a great thing. You know, people came out, they had to act together, they looked like human beings, you know, and oh my goodness, we can do better. We can do better. But I'm also doing a review. I want to review all of the great artists that I've had with me here so far. I have a lot of good things in store that we're going to be doing with the artists that that's coming on. Like I said, I'm collecting boots to put in the air who can combat this. You know, it's going to take love. They have thrown so much evil at us and negativity at us using our platform and our culture. Hip-hop is forever, but it will never be forever the way it's going, the way they have taken it and they have twisted it and they had, you know, weaponized it, demonized it. No, that will never go. That will never go. And no one else, you know, we got too many talented people who want to do right, do good, you know, in their heart. You know, everybody's got love. Everyone has felt some kind of love, you know, and those are all principles of the Most High, yeah, the Most High. Those are all principles: love, righteousness, you know, respect, being good, you know. But most of us have felt love, and it's going to take love to combat all this evil. So I'm looking for some gangsters who can lay down and throw some facts. I don't care if you're coming hard, you know, as long as it's positive and inspirational. We have to attack this beast. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm going to start out by saying I've had some wonderful artists here. Like I said, I have Funk Sean, Legacy, Broken Sword, Ate, Royal Gold Teeth, Prince Rican was just here, and The Joker. But first, I'm going to start off playing something by Funk Sean. One of my favorite songs, one of his older songs, you know, it's called No Mercy. Let's check this out. Yeah, yeah.
No mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. They not worthy. Say yo, I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma I'ma give it to these devils, no, no. Hey, yo, my flow's mimicless, gimmickless, limitless. The devils wanna try, but you know they can't limit this. I pass scrimmages, faster than your engine, kid. Real lyricism gives a whack, artist hemorrhages. Not commercialized, got the A&R listening. No ghostwriter, I'm actually spitting. It's the man on the mic, it's the man who's written this. Unorthodox style, ain't no description it. I don't wanna hear no city boys, kids. Can't be loving on the mic like they knew a vision. And I'd rather keep the street like the hammer put the clip in. Rappers use the teeth, now they preaching by the diction. They not Illuminati, but support the symbolism. I don't know about you, I'm calling that contradiction. Take down the beat, that's always my mission. That's straight right knowledge, I don't need their religion. No mercy, I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. They not worthy, say yo, I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. They not worthy. Yo, I'ma give it to these devils, no, no. Because you got money doesn't mean you got talent. That's just a bunch of cracks. Some of y'all can suck the balance. The media push them up front, no challenge. I'm an endangered species and I came to bring malice. On the beat up brain balance. All the these days I've sorta like cancer. I call them straight palates. I burn them up, freeze them off, clip them full of garbage. They hate to raise ignorance, I'd rather raise knowledge. My mentality is on a plane uncharted. These simple-minded rappers can't think out the margin. I'm regarded as a target for the sellouts in the market. They would rather see me starving, but instead I'm running charging with the strength of the Most High. Think I'm like a Spartan, you can call me Elmer Fudd. I tote the barrel for these farmers. It's rabbit hunting season and they all up in the garden trying to eat up on the green. Gotta blaze them when you spot them, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. They not worthy. Say yo, I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. They not worthy. Say yo, I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. You know, uncle Tom get no mercy. You know, snitches they get no mercy. You know, haters and traitors and backstabbing friends in your life, they should be shown no mercy. These lying political puppets in office, you know they ain't worthy. Throw them a birdie. These snakes in the pulpit acting like they reverends ain't worthy. Throw them a birdie. You know rapists ain't to get no mercy. Woman beaters ain't to get no mercy. These pedophiles acting like they care about the kids should be locked up and show no mercy. Throw them a birdie. They not worthy. Like these cops overstepping their authority. And if they kill the innocent, you should already know. They should also be shown no mercy. No mercy. Give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. They not worthy. Say yo, I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy. They not worthy. Say yo, I'ma give it to these devils, no mercy.
Negativity, this negative spell that they have been casting amongst our children, our babies, our futures. Hell no, that one go. This is real hip hop here. No Mercy by Funkshun. Oh my goodness, that's one of my favorite songs. I used to play this song when he first gave me the CD. I mean, this is an old song. When he first gave me the CD, I used to play this song around in my car. Oh my goodness, it's a bumping. Whenever I go to the gas station, when I went to South Carolina to visit my people, they have bumped it everywhere. Everyone's head turned. You know, I'd be like, no mercy. I'm going to give it to these devils. But now we're going to follow that up by Legacy. But this is Legacy and Function together. It's called Elevate Your Mind. I was so blessed and so happy to have Master Fierce here, Legacy, you know, and he is a master in his discipline in martial arts, you know, and he's also one of our capoeira elders, you know, and man, you know, I love the guy, you know, and this is called Elevate Your Mind. This is Function and Legacy. Another one of my favorite songs. Elevate Your Mind. Function and Legacy.
This is dedicated to anybody out there struggling. Fighting yourself, fighting your own thoughts. Trying to make it in this cold, cruel world of illusion. Gain yourself. Sometimes nobody's there but you. You gotta pick yourself up. Trying to rise above the struggles of the everyday grind. You gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. Though I walk with the light, I act dumb and blind. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. We could be our own gods once we reach our prime. But you gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Headed to the spot where the re-up at. Weigh it up, serve it up, then you re-up back. Trying to make that money jump like some crisscross cats. All my peers felt the same cause they live like that. The low waves out of town, not far from a trap. Not far from the cuff, the wrong end of a gap. A simple walk down the street could get you laid on your back. A young man trying to make it cross the CT mat. On a quest to learn more, I study world facts. Just because I'm from the streets, I know I'm better than that. Move to the A and got some real life lessons with that. You got to get it, homie, ain't nobody patting your back. You'll be an entrepreneur real fast to fall flat. There's many ways to get money without weed and crack. Just apply yourself and put your mind to the max, and you can achieve better and leave a gutter in the past. Trying to rise above the struggles of the everyday grind, you gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. Though I walk with the light, I act dumb and blind. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. We could be our own gods once we reach our prime, but you gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind.
I'm that buzz that you can't get out your ear all week. My name all over the street like concrete, elite. Sharpshooter, killing the beat. All the way from LA back to Mozambique. I fillet what I say with every word I speak. Nothing but food for thought, and we all gon' eat. Put it all on me to the mission complete. The verbal athlete with the metal physique. Art imitating life with the ill technique. And a style that's never about to reach the peak. Being watched by a whole flock dressed like sheep. Saying they woke, but really they just talking they sleep. Walking the walk, but on a path straight to defeat. It's impossible to learn when you stuck or repeat. If you ignore your soul, then we all can see. You need to get your mind right and elevate with me. Trying to rise above the struggle of the everyday grind. You got to let the soul elevate your mind. Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to let the soul elevate your mind. Though I walk with the light, I acted dumb and blind. I had to let the soul elevate your mind. We could be our own gods once we reach our prime. But gotta let the soul elevate your mind.
Man, I love it. Real, real hip hop. Love that. Lift your soul. Elevate your mind. You got to believe in yourself. Got to believe in yourself. Wow. And wow, I've had the honor of having Broken Swords here. Broken Swords went way back with me. You know, he was a part. He was a part of the original Citizens of Chaos. I remember him as, you know, Akil Quest, you know, but he was always just a phenomenal, phenomenal artist, man, you know, and they worked hard. And these are things that they love, but they didn't sign a contract, you know, they came after them, you know, and they forfeited, you know, and they struggled, you know, and that struggle made them stronger and wiser. And they never quit, you know, and they're always willing to help other people. But right now, we're about to get down. I got some great things in store for them. And this is Broken Swords, okay? This is Wasting Time by Broken Swords.
Go. Time's a more wasting, no more procrastinating. I'm eliminating all negative limitations. No skipping the pages in the science of creation. It was all written like Nas for this generation. Final revelation in a dark room, meditating. My thoughts be racing at the speed of light, seeing faces in the constellations. Third eye activation is my affirmation. Universal information, mathematical perfection in geometric spaces. Behind a tree of life is
the tree of death,
waiting for your expiration date when your soul escapes the matrix. Breaking the cycles of time no more, reincarnating, caught in the storm. A devastation, world domination by 1% of the population. Spiritual law, balance the force between the law of Satan. Good and evil, love and hatred.
Love and hatred.
Well, we're just wasting time fighting the inevitable. I can't do this anymore. We're just wasting time. So you better go.
No more wasting time dealing with states of mind that's deaf, dumb, and blind. I'm leaving this shit behind. I take heed to the sign, showing me it's all divine. Everything has its place, whether wrong or right. Time to take this flight through space and light. I embrace the mic like love for life, holding on despite the struggle we always fight. Don't force my hand like a dog I bite. Death's around the corner, he could catch up tonight. When it's time to go, gotta pay your price. Karma's a motherfucker, tell that to another sucker. I'm just another brother from another planet gutter, rolling with demon hunters, exploring the seven wonders. Warriors cold, story of bones, thought from the grave of the pyramid stone. From the 203 area code, through various modes, I prepare for what the future unfolds.
Well, we're just wasting time fighting the inevitable. I can't do this anymore. We're just wasting time. So you better go. So you better go.
Storage, y'all. That's one of my babies from way back, and I promise you, I got some exciting things in store for them. You know, I guess you know it's surprising again to hear me, you know, an elder, you know, really an elder, been in the game, you know, not in a game like that, you know, but I've been knowing about the game and I have been in the game, but not deep, deep, deep in the shit, you know what I'm saying? But I've seen the struggle and the hard work. I've seen the real deal. So, you know, when, you know, people say, oh, I've been in the studio and I put out 40 tunes and I did this and I did that. I am used to that, I promise you. I'm used to, you know, especially my boys, Funk Shun and Broken Swords, man, they pull out songs like that. And I have another one of my babies coming, one of the original Citizen Chaos, you know, my white boy, you know, he was known as the Natural, you know, back then. Brave, clean, always clean, clean, clean cut white boy. Brave, though, he had a heart like a lion. We went many places. And that was the first time I started wearing boots. So I'm not, you know, I'm not unfamiliar with wearing boots, because I certainly had to wear my boots when I was walking with all these, you know, rappers, you know, gangsters. Would have been gangsters if they weren't, you know, getting involved in their craft. And I had to make them aware how this is a craft for them, you know, and how dear they try to stop it. You know, they couldn't prove me wrong. You know, and I let hip hop live. And I even told the young rappers, I said, man, you know, this would be the quickest way, you know, to make money. You should get off the street, you know, and get your skills done outside of selling drugs. I said that. And that's what I meant that I was wrestling. And I should have thanked myself because I put that out there in the universe, you know. And it is the quickest way. And they took advantage of that because someone's always listening to what I say. You know, as many good people listening, there's always an evil person listening. So I want them to copy, you know, we're going to kill it with love, you know. And I want some gangsters, love gangsters, some gangsters who can tell the real story, the real deal. My next guest is called Ate, a young man, one of my babies now. I'm so proud of this young man. And he's a single father. His son is 4 years old now, I believe, because I tell you, he is 24. Well, I'm so proud of this young man. He takes such good care of his son. You know, his house is just always immaculate. You know, he has a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful goddess with him. You know, she got his back, you know, and they have each other back, you know, and I've got some great things in store for them, too. But this is Riding By. This is Tay, Ate. Riding By, check him. Can you sound familiar? Gotta keep it fresh.
Put some pain to it. Some shit I gotta let y'all know what to do.
Othello on the beat.
Cruising my lane, man, all I see the same, and I'm pulling up pain. So I don't feel the pain, tell me to change. But I got a little change, and I got a little hope, so I flooded out the chain. And I waited patiently till the money, I went to racing, Homies was with it, and some homies was just faking, But that's okay, cause that was expected, Would have been cool, but now I can't respect it. I'm back to loading up clips with the hollow tips. I'm back to flipping packs of gas, smoking out the dip. Told bro to watch the fool, he gon' let it rip. Now we don't ever tell a fuck, and that's fucking real. All my niggas up a pole, blow a fucking spill. Now we don't need a boot up, now we don't need a pill. All my niggas get money, and they quit to do a drill. Don't come around playing like blood, won't get fucking spilled. Remember late night in the car talking about touching meals. But now they hitting up my line about a fucking deal. Them niggas that stone talking reckless, he dissing trill. When you was alive, that 30 made them chest and feel. Remember the phone calls with you bang? Yeah, I was in jail. And I was sitting back like, damn, babe, I'm in hell. All that shit I did for you made me feel like you never care. And all that love I got for you, I don't want that shit as well. Real shit, though, ain't even gonna lie, shorty, like, I told you to ride for me. You said you was, though, ain't gonna lie, but. And that shit was real, man, I ain't even gonna flaws to you. Different times I told you to talk to me, you didn't want to. I don't know why, though, but I was just like, yes. Real shit, though. Shit crazy as fuck.
These niggas ain't real. No. These niggas ain't really funny. But if I ain't have a dollar, would you still be loyal? People always begging, but what about my fucking struggle? I would've rolled for you. Flat tire Corolla. Needed that motivation, push me like a baby stroller. Never asked for shit, I bust up, now my crew in the huddle. Pass the ball to LeBron, praying he never fumbled. Remember late night smoking gas and I stomach rumble. Them little demons did that, that's what the people mumble. But I stay quiet, test and check cause I'm fucking humble. Niggas doing all that flossing, so I keep a burner. Ready to toast one of you niggas on my fucking mama. We step with all type of tools, I'm soaking up Osama. The Willa J, seen that K, he got the blow hot like summer. They wasn't fucking Willa T after the orange jumper. They say he lost his mind, I done, now he a fucking hunter.
Hey, that boy Lil J gon' sing that K, you heard? That block gon' be hot like a summer, you heard? That boy a hunter, that nigga 1K with a big hunter. Official with it. Oh. Boy gon' sling that K. Real shit round with gunna.
Ain't gon' keyboard rap with you cause that's doing too much. We don't give a fuck about that clout, we get people touch. Ain't gon' say his name, bitch, but I call him Clutch. He clutch ride with me every day, with the 50 cup. Every day, now we smoking good, dope better than fucking rock. Yeah, after we score on the ass, we don't fucking touch. Don't give a fuck about that vest, amen, that's your fucking talk. Pop your ass like a soda with this fucking block. You would think we play basketball the way we swing the rock. We want all funds, my nigga, we won't stink around that shit up. Up by three like a field goal, we don't fucking punt. Call some real hitters to get your head up fucking blunt. Y'all ain't really eating, we get off him and just talking love meal. Your little hoes ain't shit, they eating grow up like brunch. Call your nigga, better get split like a fucking Dutch. This your man's, hell no, this ain't no fucking
hell no.
All right, all right. That was Ateya. Hey, I love it. Boy, oh boy, do I have some great things in store with him, you know? I love it. My next guest, oh my goodness, you know, makes my heart feel good. You know, I was finally able to reach home, you know, back to the motherland, you know. And any of us who are deep-rooted or who has melanin, we all, you know, no matter, you know, because we come in all shades, you know, as long as you got that melanin content in there, you know, we all go back to the motherland, you know, to Africa. And I'm so happy I had this brother. Oh, my goodness, he's doing wonderful things there. And he made me aware of a lot of things. And this is my brother, Royal Gold Teeth, okay? I was surprised when he came on and he was doing reggae. I'm like, wow, you know, I was expecting another kind of music. You know, I know, you know, in the Caribbean, you know, and Jamaica, they, you know, use reggae music. And he schooled me, you know, and I felt that true, you know, that is the original music of Africa, of Ghana. You know, they are the original reggae masters, you know. And he's at war with everyone not recognizing the original reggae. But I have a lot of great things that I'm going to be doing with this brother, too. But let's check him out. And I love this song. And his video is even great. It's called, I Want to Go to Africa. It's called Africa. My brother, Royal Gold Teeth. Check him out.
I am not an African. Not because I was born in Africa. But because Africa was born in me.
I want to go to Africa.
Can't wait till I grow old. I want to go to Africa. London, diamond, and gold. I wanna go Africa. Can't wait till I grow old. I wanna go Africa. London, diamond, and gold. We got a beautiful land. We got a beautiful people. And I'm black and proud. I respect my roots and culture. Don't give me no finger. I don't need your philosophy. I want to be myself. God said, taught me to be, yeah. Mama Africa, first civilization. Don't bring your confusion. Zion, I wanna go Africa. Can't wait till I grow old. I wanna go Africa. London, diamond, and gold. I wanna go Africa.
Hold on, don't give up that fight. 400 years we were taking away. Africa, you'd be wise. Find the truth, don't criticize. Black people must realize. They took us from Cape Coast, Elimina. They made us slaves in a them plantation.
Uncle Toma wicked and Uncle Toma wicked. Call them pull with the gun. Uncle Toma wicked and Uncle Toma wicked. Call them pull with the gun. Uncle Toma wicked and Uncle Toma wicked. Call them pull with the gun. Uncle Toma wicked and Uncle Toma wicked.
I wanna go Africa.
Can't wait till I grow old. I wanna go Africa. London, diamond, and gold. I wanna go Africa. Can't wait till I grow old. I wanna go Africa. London, diamond, and gold.
I respect my rules and culture. Don't give me no finger. I don't
Africa.
Africa, 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 Africa.
Africa, wanna go Africa. Ah, love it, love it, love it. Boy, that's Royal Gold Teeth, man, you know. And I understand it, you know, and I understood. I said, wow, you know, that was because of, you know, the Atlantic slave trade, you know. A lot of Africans, you know, were captured and transported to the island of the Caribbean, you know, the Caribbean, a real bean, the Caribbean, you know what I'm saying? And they brought the culture with them, you know, and yeah, they need to, you know, give homage and shout out back to the homeland, to where it originated, you know, pull each other up. But hey, through love, I got the brother. We're going to be doing some wonderful things. And I just had this young man, phenomenal, phenomenal young man, blew my mind. He's a Puerto Rican. He's called himself, he is Prince Rican. He's the prince of his city, the prince of his city. Oh, my goodness. I enjoyed him so much, you know. He is so brave, you know, so brave and a strong warrior. You know, he says, you know, he works around because he still does shows. You know, he's a showman. He does shows and concerts. He's hot, you know, doing magazines and interviews. And I'm so honored that, you know, he came on my show, Mama Pearl show, you know, and he's doing great things out there. I have some wonderful things that we're going to be doing together as well, you know, and this is one of his songs I've done. I love all of them, but I want to hear this one. You know, I love this one as well. It's called Still Living. Like I said, I'm putting boots in the air. You know, I'm looking for some lyrical gangsters. You know, but a Puerto Rican, and he's into R&B. You know, oh my goodness, a Puerto Rican in R&B. You know, and I just want to say, you know, if you all know the history of R&B, being the elder that I am, the ancient newcomer, I certainly do, because it was called soul music. It was originally called soul music when I was a young child. Soul music, soul music, soul music. But when Elvis Presley came on the scene, after he stole all the music from the brothers and the sisters, all those songs that, you know, he was made famous for, they say he just leisurely just took the music and put his name on it and, you know, rearranged it, you know, and claim it as his, you know. Don't worry about no royalties, you know, no theft of content, you know, no... Nothing, you know, he just claimed it his, Elvis Presley. But as he came on the scene, there was a lot of argument, well, you know, because soul music automatically, you know, you recognize as black, you know, we don't want to be recognized as no Negro, you know, and Elvis Presley, and I heard him say, the only thing a black man can do for me is buy my record and shine my shoes, you know, and I had a brother who was the same age as Elvis Presley at the time. And my teenage brother, because he was older than me. And boy, he was pissed. I remember him coming into the house, pissed. You hear with that, man? And he was a boxer. My brother had the biggest hands. Wonderful story. But Prince Rican, and I want you to hear his song. It's called Still Living. I love it.
Stand Prince. On the beat, boy.
Or is it a phase? It got me annoyed from living these difficult ways. All for this minimum wage, but I'm still living. So I can't complain. So I can't complain. Cause I'm still living. So I can't complain. So I can't complain. Yeah, yeah. The struggle is real. Or is it a phase? It got me annoyed from living these difficult ways. All for this minimum wage, but I'm still living. So I can't complain. So I can't complain, I'm still in it. So I can't complain, so I can't complain. At the age of 15, I started off with my rap career, and only a few barely supported me. Before my grandpa passed away, he always told me just to follow my dreams. So I would never let my talent go to waste.
I still pray to see my grandpa's face. I know my grandpa's smiling from the heaven skies. Grandkids keep my grandma alive. They know, focus on bigger things. Living dad life, grandpa vision me. Now let's toast to the finer things.
Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Chanel. Gotta be low, all for my girl, all for my girl.
Ways off of this minimum wage,
but I'm still living.
So I can't complain. So I can't complain.
Or is it a phase that got me annoyed from living these difficult ways? Off of this minimum wage,
but I'm still living.
So I can't complain. So I can't complain.
Lord, forgive me as I walk through the valley of dust. You the only one that knows when I'm gonna take my last breath. Trying to live my life to the fullest. I dodge a couple bullets. Tell my pops and my nana that I'm doing fine. I talk to my kids about them all the time. How they push me to live life. Push the devil to the side. Push the devil to the side.
I took my mama out the hood, now we living fine. I told my mama everything will be alright. Now my grandma proud cause I ain't in the island doing time. Promise her that I make it to the top. And when I make it I won't stop. Cause life is what I live. And she told me everything I know. And I'ma live through it. Baby grandma, I love you. Cause you made me this man.
Or is it a phase that got me annoyed from living these difficult ways? Off of this minimum wage,
but I'm still living.
So I can't complain. So I can't complain.
Cause I'm still living.
So I can't complain. So I can't complain. Yeah, yeah. The struggle is real. Or is it a phase that got me annoyed from living these difficult ways? Off of this minimum wage,
but I'm still living.
So I can't complain.
I can't complain. I'm still living. That's what I'm talking about. These are some righteous, righteous warriors, man. They're ready to take a big bite out of evil. And that's what we're combating right now. You know, evil can only exist as long as you pretend that it does not exist. Evil is real and it's shining. It's been showing its behind to the whole world, to the whole world. And we need to go after the ones who are allowing evil to shine like that. You know, instead of these cops chasing all of our, all I can say is forgive them. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. Not really. They know not what they have done. But now a lot of them do. They realize that you can see the ghostly look in their face. You know, no matter what they do, they have a ghostly look in their face, you know. If they have a conscience, it's tearing their stomach up, you know, and you can see it. So they want to change because they know they allow this nonsense. But my next artist I want to talk to, I want to introduce to you all, talk about, is the Joker. Oh, my goodness, is he a joker? But he is a phenomenal, phenomenal artist, and he is at war with the whack artist, just as function, you know. But he is certainly at war with the whack artist. And this is called Sharks in the Water by The Joker, y'all. Check him out.
They sniff it, they stop tripping.
They catch you slipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out when it comes to clips. I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think a swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you came from me, come about that. Think you make it out, really doubt that.
Look in my head, it's this nightmare that I see stuff repeating. What is this energy in me? Feels like a horde of demons. Why am I thrown in this chaos? Indeed, I have my reasons. It's the stigma of an old enigma and a pack of bad decisions. It's like I'm combing my omen, prone to atone the moment. Feeling at home in my loneliness. Yeah, and I'm more than honest. My route's been more than just slowed, so I upped and shot the pilot. Give me my violence to balance out things I'm owned in silence. I see the top in my sight and being there, my dear, regardless. Mangled some carcasses, gardener. In a box, I stuffed the lawless. It's like it's crosses on the back of the masses. Everyone's a target. Moses in the neck of my banger. When I squeeze the seeds, I parted. A dungeon with gallows and shadows where it seems my evil heart is. Paint on the face of the Joker. Names wrote in code on my goal list. Lights, camera, action, my nigga. And then the curtain closes. Listening closely, you hear him?
Burning your blood out, dripping. You sense it if they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you slipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out when it comes to clips. I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think of swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you came for me, come about that. Think you make it out, really doubt that.
And Tyler got it confused. You think you tough enough? Nigga, you pussy, I can smell your stench, it is flaring up. Hey, I'm in a zone on my own, I need a zip code for me. Zip ties for the niggas I body, zip lines for my departure. Nigga said that he wanted war, told me put an address on it. Showed him where the door could be found, and he still ain't aiming for me. Break up with bitches in retirement speeches, show your game is suffering. Bragging on your family tree, but you still ain't gaining from it. Fuck if you related to Pac, I wouldn't care if you was Jesus' cousin. Kings don't worry about justice, we pull levers and watch the flow split. Boy, I've been dope for some years, but I now have reached my dopest. The lens of my cameras increase my precision and the beats my canvas. The microphone is my launching pad and your ears my landing. Every day that ends in a Y is the day of the Joker, damn it. Throwing these cards at these niggas, gambit. My aim is scandalous. Gravity it mirrors madness.
I hear the shots in the
water. Your blood out dripping. Make you sense it if they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you slipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out when it comes to clips. I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think of swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you came for me, come about that. Think you make it out, really doubt that.
I got this rap in my hand, man. All you rappers garbage. God is my witness, low down official, like my shirt head striping. Vipers my dealers until it's a clash between we titans. Then I let a shower rain down on you just like Leonidas. My aim's the meanest, my nigga, so all my missiles guided. Traveling past the destruction for you, nigga, fuck the mileage. I knock off Siren and ignore your Apache, he's my next opponent. Then my flood him and crush him, gut him and leave him bloody. In the dark I see shadows gathering, trying their best to calm me. Climbed in my Joker suit, toked a few like a smoker suit. Retreat you niggas, my nigga, before I poke a few. Carve a smile in the vest of your chest, just like a Joker clue. Got free my leavings except for a hint of residue. Resonating in the minds of my victims, the trap I bait them to. The vibe's not a given, on the contrary, it's debatable. Carnivores all around you, look out with
I hear the shots in the water.
Your blood out dripping. Make you sense it if they slip it,
they catch you slipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out when it comes to clips. I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think of swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you came for me, come about that. Think you make it out, really doubt that.
Thank you.
all that garbage and that evil that you've been portraying before our people. And I didn't finish my conversation. I was surprised back in the 80s being the only woman at the time involved in hip-hop, and certainly the only mother who was the manager of her son, and not only her son, but the entire group, you know. Boy, that was just the talk. And my thing was to encourage other parents to get involved and believe in their children. And it worked. That worked. But you have to believe in them and support them to do right. I can't tell you how many cars I wore out transporting my son and his group, you know, back and forth, you know, to studios, to New York and to New Jersey and to here and to North Carolina, you know, South, doing shows all over, up and down, you know, the East Coast, you know. And, hey, I love it. Here I am now, you know, a senior, an elder, and I'm still involved with hip-hop, you know, and loving it and supporting it, but much wiser now. Because I'm a shark in the water, and we're hungry, and all these young men are hungry because they did not accept the contract of the beast. And I'm going to leave you with some facts. And this is a song that Function did in 1998. It's called The Facts. You weren't ready then, but I hope you're ready now. But this is when they close up shop, you know, but check it out, The Facts. And I love you all.
Every day, you think the Most High El be giving you birth, and eyesight. If you can see through this curse that the devil erects, trying to hold us back. So for him, you gotta represent the real and put it on the map. For them, you gotta put the real on the map and lay the facts on the map. Now break it down to the facts and put the real on the map. Now break it down to the facts and put the real on the map.
You know what I'm saying? That was in 1998. I love you all. Thank you all for listening. I thank all of my artists who had appeared and graced me with their presence and their energy. And we're all going to be doing some fantastic things. I have some wonderful things in store for them that they have no idea. But I want to know before I leave that I am looking for artists putting boosts in the air. Send me your information, okay? You can send it to my email. It's one word. AncientNewcomer005@gmail.com. I'm looking for 4 songs, you know, positive, inspirational songs. You can come gangster because some people can only hear you when you come hard. You know, but I want it. You've got to be talking about some real stuff, educational stuff. You know, if you're reaching out to your people, I don't care. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for a collective. I'm putting boots in the air. Cataclysm Records, I have room for a lot of collaboration, and I'm ready to make a lot of noise and love to combat this evil, you know, and I'm looking for people of all nationalities. You got a talent, you know, if you're a rapper, because hip-hop is forever. That is a voice. That is our voice. That is original culture. As long as you respect the culture, you know, and realize that you're coming into the land of Wakanda, because I am always going to be who I am. You know, I'm Mama Pearl. I have love, you know, and love is going to kill it, you know, and I thank you all for joining me tonight. And hey, I love you all. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever.